WHDD presents Susan Says.
Oh Lord, does it ever stop? Do we ever get one day of peace, not having to hear or see that raging lunatic, deranged Donnie? The last year plus has made me sick. And anecdotally, shrinks say they're bombarded with anxious patients too. Where to start? The says who jackass lawyer Michael Cohn was raided. According to deranged Donnie, they broke in. It was a disaster for the country. No, no, no. They had legal rights. The jerk lawyer himself said he was treated well. The tweeter-in-chief has lost whatever mind he pretended to have. And he's on the horn, yeah. Six tiny fingers rushing to vomit up his latest insanity every day on the phone after he talks to his friends. And then he gets on Twitter. And then he watches faux friends on TV's faux Fox channel to learn what to tweet about again. It's a vicious circle. Those who watch other news, like real news, are getting a totally different reality. Trust me, try it. I watch them all. Syria is poisoning children with gas, and we're discussing what to do. Yeah, moral authority? Clearly not ours anymore. And though deranged Donnie said he'd never tell what he was going to do, he was bloviating on Twitter, threatening everyone, including his pal Putin. Paul Ryan is bailing. Well, the Republicans are going to lose the House, so who would want to be there anyway as Speaker of what? No, no longer. John Boehner, former House leader, is now selling pot. Yeah, I can understand that. Roseanne's show is losing steam. Not as good, but still better than most and watchable. I myself had to escape the news. Thankful for the Elton John tribute. What great songs. What a talent he and Bernie Taupin are. And all those current singers really singing their heart out. Miley Cyrus was the bomb. She's really a talent. Poor Mark Zuckerberg. I actually felt sorry for him. So he has a little Asperger's. He was still a hell of a lot smarter than anyone in Congress trying to question him about the Google and the Facebook. Ha! Oh, Lord. There seems to be nothing good on the horizon. I'm going back to bed.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.